on scraps, passed between hands chained to iron racks. Five little words carved into walls as large, heavy boots marched through the halls. Five little words whispered through cracks as they wait for foreigners, wait to be attacked. Five little words scream to the skies as little hands reach out, always asking why. Five little words carried by the wind as they recall how good life had once been. These words, written on scraps, carved into walls, whispered through cracks, screamed to the skies, carried by the wind, five little words that come from within. I want to be free. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. As it's pumped through the blood in my veins, my home, my prison, I called occupied Palestine. There is an apartheid wall locking me in from every side. This prison, 26 feet high, where we men, women, and children are forced to die. This wall cut straight through these trees, uprooting my family, starting our tragedy. My grandfather left us the day they took our home. They decided it was now a no Palestinian zone. He walked with bravery so he wouldn't have to live in slavery. Then he put down his cane, and while some might call my frail grandfather insane, in my heart his words will forever remain. I will not be uprooted like these trees. If you take the shelter of my family history, you take me. But as they bulldozed over my dear grandfather, his feet stayed firmly on the ground, and as he fell over, standing tall like a tree. I thought the pain was over, but it was far from history. And then one day they came to my uncle's home where we had to stay. They took all the men and they snatched them away. They took my sweet 2-year-old brother. That devil sneered as he crushed my brother's little face under his boot heel. My mother screamed and shrieked. Then that wicked wretch dragged her by her hijab, squeezed her neck until she was out of breath. And as my father tried to get free, he began swinging his arms and that devil began to bleed. I thought there was hope, but then that monster pulled out a rope. I couldn't shut my eyes as he tied my father and my uncle to that tormented wall. Those cowards started kicking and beating until my father and uncle started bleeding until they stopped breathing. And now I ask you, with what fear do you stay silent? Maybe it's fear of being called an anti-Semite like Einstein or Gandhi, not realizing you're supporting the oppressors of this century. Arab puppet kings, USO bombings are all just pawns of the Zionist game. Every day, more bombs start to rain. But what about my fear that I live with every day as I duck and dodge the snipers, bombs, and missiles? Why do I live if I'm just running through hell amongst devils so vile? While all the world can do is sit idly in denial, but you know what they say. Every bomb from the sky, God sees from above. As we throw our stone, God sends us his love. And with what reason do you pay for my death? Because every can of Coke popped open is another Palestinian popped in the head. And every McFlurry is another Palestinian, another human bleeding red. So stop giving money to the people who are killing us. Or at least have the decency to come here and pull the trigger so you can hear my screams. Because in Palestine, we're not going through our days living, but we're going through our days dying. And I used to sit all day crying, eyes flowing with tears, heart burning with fears, but then I realized that these souls of the martyred are finally free, free from this destruction, this poverty. And as their flesh, as their blood mixes with the soil, they become Palestine. But your words must not fade away, and my hope will not cease to stay, because Palestine can't be wiped off the map, because it will always live in the hearts of the people, as it's pumped through the blood in our veins until it reaches our tongues, our clenched fists in the air, because one day the world will see Palestine will be free. So, Sadr Alam Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.